Blog Talk Radio.
Monday, mad or glad, inner sight around the world. Hope you had a good weekend. Hope your Thanksgiving was full of health, good things. All right, this is mad or glad Monday, inner sight, and glad that Mr. Biden wasn't seriously hurt that fall. Sounds like he just fractured a little piece in the foot. Well, I know what that's like. I fractured my toe when the car went over me when I can't remember if I had the light or not. It was an accessible light, so I don't remember, but thank God for my dog. It would have been a lot worse. And I think I should have followed her better, too. So partly my fault, world. But we wish Mr. Biden a speedy recovery and, get well. And because there's a lot to be done and a big fight to help the disabled. And I hope he's going to take that on, and that challenge remains to be seen. Mr. Trump hasn't done much for the disabled. I got to admit that. All right, inner sight around the world. Mad or glad Monday, and I'm certainly not glad about finding out about this vaccine and how they have extracted it from unborn fetuses and all that stuff. We're going to be doing a big show on that next week, so we'll get whatever information we can. One of the things that troubles me is the people who donated these stem cells are anonymous. So you don't know anything about them, who they are or where they were, or, you know. You have no idea. That's not so cool. All right, inner sight. If you're mad or glad about anything, you can call in. Our engineer should be on the way. 213-816-1650. And I'm glad that our systems advocate, Robin, contacted us and gave us information about Regina. Regina is our etiquette advocate. That was a title that she made up. And she had the COVID virus, so she wound up in a nursing home. And I put in a call today to the administration. I haven't heard back yet. But if you're out there, Regina, you're listening some way, we're not giving up on you. We finally found you. I've been trying to locate her for weeks now, months. So we're with you, girl. Don't worry about it. You know, we're going to stick with you and make sure that you're as safe as you can be. Inner sight. All right, brought to you by the Big East Taquito Rescue, Little Bear. Once again, I want to thank them for expressing help and giving help to my guide dog. Just got the word that they'll be ordering us some more food and her medicine, the organic stuff that's helping her with the arthritis. Well, these are people who really care. These are the people who set the examples for the service dog schools. All right? And I want to remind you of something that I truly believe, and I think I'll put it up on the Facebook too. The people who work for these guide dog schools, service dog schools, who don't believe we should have rights and are not insisting upon being licensed and giving us freedom, should be immediately thrown out of those jobs. People should be put in there who want us to have rights. It's as simple as that. And that's one of the things that we insist upon. All right, Big East Nikita Rescue, Adopt a Nikita, 609-388-7004, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. So check it out. All the beautiful children of the world, watch out for them. Take care of them. And, you know, stick up for them, especially if they're disabled. Need that little extra help. Go an extra mile for a child. And I don't know, I didn't ask if I could do this, but congratulations to my girlfriend's sister, Lauren, on her up-and-coming child. Go an extra mile for that child and all of them. All right, Inner Sight reminds you, and we think of Corey and Avante and little Tommy and Ollie, some of the youngsters that we care about, and all of them, of course, and are no longer with us, those four we just mentioned. But they're with us in spirit, that's for sure. All right. Around the world, Inner Sight, Mr. Kennedy. And again, thank him for his $100 donation. We greatly appreciate that. We could use a lot more of those. Anybody out there who wants to match Mr. Kennedy on that Inner Sight donation, greatly appreciated. Anthony Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York, 631-888-1186. You can buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good information. Call Mr. Kennedy and be assured that you'll get the right information. If he doesn't know it, he'll go and find it. All right. Around the world, let's see. Some of our friends who helped us in the past. Good Mojo Princes, SuttonInsurance.com, Baccaro's Italian Tavern, and Touro Law Center. .com. So there's some of the folks who have stood up and contributed to Inner Sight, and we greatly appreciate it. Let's see, what else we got? Around the world, Mad or Glad Monday, and James Bahamundi, the civil rights lawyer, 516-783-9662. If you have any questions or a situation where you feel you've been discriminated against, call Jimmy, and he will let you know what's going on. All right. Inner Sight. And we want to thank all of our listeners, over 100,000. We'll try to get the latest number for you during the course of the show. Let's see, tomorrow night is open mic. Wednesday night, there'll be a title show, and Thursday night. Get those titles for you when the engineer checks in. Wednesday night is Help Us, We Need Help Now, Help Us Now, directed toward the politicians. They've neglected us, world. Now they're coming back to facing the government shutdown on a lot of programs that are supposed to help people. And they haven't given us a stimulus since the end of April. They owe us. All right. Inner Sight, you heard it right here. So that's Wednesday's show. Thursday's show is Inner Sight is the Only Real True Advocate Group. And we'll talk about that, explain that, and why we feel that way on Thursday night. Friday is the funnies. Oh, we got the exclusive program, the exclusive tape on the Mayor Giuliani garbage truck. So that's going to be on Friday. Tune in and you'll find out what that is. You may have read about it in some of the news magazines and all that, but we have the real story here on Inner Sight coming up Friday night on the funnies. All right, 213-816-1650, Matter Glad Monday. And now, isn't it weird? Now they closed the schools in New York City. Now next Monday, I believe on the 7th, that Monday, yeah, December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day, of course, they're going to open the school. Now, you know, I guess they closed them a certain amount of days, this according to the what the medical people tell them. So now they're going to open them again. You know, if somebody contracts this virus, they'll probably close them again. Back and forth, like a, you know, like when you were a kid, you had a yo-yo, the thing went up and down, up and down, up and down. Bunch of yo-yos out there. So we'll see what happens. Opening the schools again, and then maybe have to close it. I don't know. That's a mad and a glad, I guess. Take your pick. Crazy stuff, right? All right, Inner Sight. Mad or glad Monday. Let's see, what else is in the news? The stock market went up and then it went down. So the stock market's like a yo-yo. You know, Mr. Powell, who is the economic chairman, made a comment today and said that the government has to do a lot more to help us, that he's not sure about the outlook of the economy. Well, sounds like an understatement. So, we'll see what happens with that. And at least the White House is recognizing Mr. Biden and instructing him and you know, filling him in on things in the right direction. See, these politicians have to cooperate. They got to work together. You know, because the main thing they should be interested in is us, the people, who vote for them. And it doesn't matter who you voted for. You still have the right as an American citizen to have your freedom and to express yourself. That's what this country's about. So seeing the politicians come together a little bit, even if it's you know, the transitional function is good, you know, because we don't need president-elect and current president fighting. I mean, that's ridiculous, especially when people need help. That makes it worse. It puts a bad taste in the mouth of the country. We certainly don't need that. All right, Inner Sight, right here, and Mad and Glad Monday. Don't forget, we're on television. It's still reruns. We're on television Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel, 1, 2, 3. All right, 11 o'clock Wednesday night. You want to catch us? We apologize that there have been a lot of repeats. The studio out here is still closed. I don't know when they're going to open. So, but when they do, I'll tell you one thing, we'll be there. We've got a lot of shows to make up for. All right. Long Island, Altice, they call it. Thursday night, 7:30 on, now I forget, I don't know if it's 7:30 or 8:30, you have to check. They should have us in the listing, Channel 20, it's either 7:30 or 8:30, I got to check that. Inner Sight, just look for Inner Sight. They used to have a listing, I don't know if they're still doing it, but anyway. That's the Inner Sight Television, and we're here every night, 8 to 9 on Blog Talk Radio, around the world. The show is heard in a lot of different countries. People must like what we're saying because our numbers keep going up. So we're proud and happy about that. Yeah. One of the biggest things that needs to be remedied in this country are these nursing homes. We don't need them. You know, if people were treated in the proper way and the resources were there, you wouldn't need nursing homes. It would save a lot of taxpayers' money. And the people who have invested in them could certainly find other ways to invest in helping people to stay out of nursing homes and redirect your business. That would be a good thing for the country. Can you imagine a country with no nursing homes and everybody had their own place? And they didn't have to worry about being shipped off to some horrible place. Well, that's one of the dreams of Inner Sight, and we're working on it. We submitted a proposal to our state senator. Now, this is the GLAD. And he's presenting it to the governor. We hope he gives us a GLAD. Because the state doesn't have to put up any money.
Hello?
And the benefits of that program would be tremendous to all people who need to be protected from going into nursing homes.
Heck yeah.
All right. Hello, Inner Sight.
Hello. Had trouble logging in. I don't know why I had trouble. Seems like Maureen was in, but I just couldn't get through. I don't know. It really decides on who comes in and who doesn't come in. I don't know.
All these computers are so damn overloaded lately.
Yeah.
And you got a very windy night out there. And
oh, yeah.
The wires are shaking up. The earlier, the phones were down at Altice.
Uh-oh, okay.
So, you know, there's all kinds of things going on tonight.
Yeah.
We're still here.
My husband had to get a new wireless phone because his screen went out. So he needed a new wireless phone because his screen died. So we had to get him one, and then I have to wait. If something happens to my phone, I have to wait until, the speaker's been acting weird on my phone. You know, sometimes I don't hear anything or you don't hear me. So I have to wait until the new year because my contract is not up until the new year, and I can't afford a new one right now. So I have to just wait. When the contract's
up. Well, this
up,
phone sounds all right.
This is the house phone. And this
whatever
is, yeah, it's the house phone. It's
yeah.
All right.
That's
sometimes
the best one.
Sometimes it's good. Well, sometimes it's good and sometimes it's not. Sometimes you say it's you know, does not the best. It sounds fuzzy. So one
sounds
one
great
thing,
now.
It does.
For
yeah.
a windy night.
I have to put one arm up and put one leg down, you know, sort of deal. You know.
All right, let's see. Able News, how about
I'm glad
we
it's
try
working.
That?
Yeah.
With the phone.
All right, so, Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large, tight format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank. And we also have Maureen waiting for us if you'd like to, you know,
all right,
speak to her.
Don't forget,
oh.
nobody starves on Long Island with my buddy Gary, dog food, cat food, medical, 631-484-3085. You want to make note
and
of
And I have
number.
A GLAD, a real good GLAD, and thank you, GLAD, actually.
Let me give that number again. Hold on.
Okay. Go ahead.
631-484-3085. Nobody starves on Long Island. All right,
mm-hmm.
Now.
100,802.
Oh, that's the GLAD?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Tell the, you know, everybody, thank you.
100,802.
And two. Yes.
Oh, well, don't forget the two.
That's right. They'll be very upset, those two. Yes.
Yeah. So, a Mad or Glad Monday, by the way, 213-816-1650, and our numbers keep going up. People
yes, they do.
Listening
like
to us, and
thank you.
Evidently, most agreeing with what we're saying. So, keep it coming.
Yes, thank you.
You know, you can help us get a big show. See, if we can get a bigger program
yeah,
with sponsors and big money, most of that
people.
Money will go to help people and to realize the inner sight dream. You know,
we could show you that.
And part of
for
that
sure.
is to do something to make sure that a disabled person can keep their disability under any circumstance for as long as they're disabled.
Right. That's right.
That's part of it. You
yeah.
know, and to get this nursing home idea off the ground. Those are two of the main things that
yeah,
we
and
would
another
concentrate on.
Idea you forgot is also, your baby, you know, your baby, the guide dog and service dog.
Oh, we got
dog.
A license to school, yeah. Yeah,
yeah very
if
important.
If we had the money,
yeah.
we would do a campaign on that.
Yeah, I know.
Let people know.
My baby, too, now, because I need it. And I don't realize how much I need it until when I'll be frank about it. Haha, Frank, no, sorry. Sorry. I'll be honest about it. I realized it more when I was alone at night. That really hit home when I went to, you know, move about, and I encountered my own demons, and my own demons were, you know, I encountered a man in the middle of the night who just, you know, just g- gave me the heebie-jeebies. You know, remember that word, heebie-jeebies? Well, he did. He gave me the heebie-jeebies, and I felt uncomfortable, very uncomfortable with his presence, because he just kept standing there and just didn't want to move, and I didn't feel comfortable. He wanted to block my pathway, and I knew that that wasn't, I just couldn't go past him, and I knew
where
that that was
happen?
The right near my house. Yeah.
Near your house?
Yeah, not too far. I passed my house and just pretended that wasn't my house. You know, that's really, it's really disgusting that the guide dog schools prevented me from just even applying at that point. And that really is not, you know, a happy situation, because you're standing there, you need the help that they have in clutched in their hands. And because
if you felt like that, you should have dialed 911.
Oh, I would have if it went any further. I just confronted the guy, and I said, do you need anything? Just like that. And if he had gone and done anything further, I would have just ran him over with my wheelchair, simply.
Well, did he answer you?
No. He just kept staring at me, which made me even more insecure.
Mm.
Which is really more uneasy. So I just was like, if he comes near me another inch, which he was very close to me, I'd say maybe within, 6 feet. Yeah, that was kind of close for my liking. And I said, if he did come any closer than 6 feet, and I could see that. I could see him, which is too close for me. If somebody I could see, I know they're too close, you know? And he
it wasn't somebody you knew. They didn't speak to you or anything.
Nope, wasn't somebody I knew. Because if it was somebody I knew, the person would have spoke to me. And that's how I determined that. Wasn't anybody I knew, because he would have spoke to me, you know. And he just stood there, and I didn't feel comfortable, you know.
Oh, you should have called.
He wasn't trying. I should have, probably. But I don't know at the moment what the issue was, if my phone was low on charge or what the case was, but I don't know what the issue was with my phone at the time. But I said to myself, you know what, I would have ran him over. That was, and I had charge enough in my wheelchair to do so if I needed to. I mean, you use anything and everything that's in your possession, ladies and gentlemen. If you have so, you use it. Like I had my wheelchair at that very moment, I would have used it.
You have a right to defend
yourself
if you've been attacked.
Right. That's right. That's right. Yeah, if he would have laid one finger on me, he would have been flattened like a pancake with my wheelchair. All right? And I would have never started it. Believe me, because that's not my heart. That's not where my heart lays. Okay? And that's the truth. Frank knows me. He knows I'm a good person that way. However, if somebody comes and attacks me, believe me, it would not have been pretty. I would have flattened him. You know, I'm not the type of person to sit there and be attacked. No, I'm not.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
All right. In a site around the world, we'll take a phone call at 213-816-1650. And we still have Maureen on the line?
Yes, we do.
All right. Any other callers
Here
or just Maureen?
Just Maureen. Here she comes.
All right. All right. In a site.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi, Maureen.
Hi, guys. Hi. Well,
have you experienced any uncomfort, discomfort like that?
What, with a situation like you just mentioned?
Yeah, like somebody just really making you uncomfortable like that.
No, I've never had anything like that. No,
thank
good
God.
Thing you came out of it okay.
Thank God. I would have, you know, like I said, I would have ran him over. How
good
you
idea,
doing otherwise?
Good idea.
Yeah, right?
Mm. Yeah.
How you doing otherwise?
Maureen, what were you going to say?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I was just going to say I got a call from the other recreation lady gave me a call she was with my mom on Friday. So that was good. I got to talk to her the day after Thanksgiving anyway, because I didn't think I'd be talking to her for a while, because one of them, the recreation people, has it. So that was good. So
that was
a nice surprise. But you know, I want to know, like, how long this can go on that we cannot be with our loved ones, because this is getting a little ridiculous, really, you know?
Yeah, it has.
And
when are you allowed to visit her, did they tell you?
No, I have no idea. Tomorrow I'm going to call and find out what's going on, because this is... Yeah, this is just too much, too much. And you were mentioning before, Frank, about the vaccine with the unborn baby's eggs in it. What else is in it? Do you know what else? Because I haven't heard anything.
I went
about
to listen to Dr. Fauci and Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook. They were having a teleconference, and I wanted to hear more about it, but I got disconnected. So I'm hoping to look up more on the vaccines and see more about them between now and our vaccine, program. I also
we're going to do the show next week, so we're going to try to find out.
Yeah.
Oh, because I hadn't heard anything about the eggs or anything. You know, I didn't know.
But there's more. There's more to it. There's more to it. I know that for a fact. I'm actually going to ask the manufacturers, and I want to see what's in there more. I want to see if they'll divulge. Yeah, I want to see if they'll divulge anything.
I mean, I'm not going to take it, definitely. I am not, because I have been, thank God, through the past 9 months of it, healthy, and I'm not going to have crap injected into me so I could possibly get it, you know? I'm worried about my mom. I hope they don't start giving it to them and using them as because, you know, I mean, she had it. Thank God she got over it. And I don't know if she has antibodies.
I
don't want her.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I think everybody should check with their lawyers or contact a lawyer, people who have relatives in nursing homes, you know.
Yeah,
what is the legality, you know?
Right.
Is a person, because the person is in there under the state, you know? I don't think they're allowed. Now, I'm not a lawyer, but you could check this. I don't think they're allowed to force anyone to have the vaccine unless they're under a court order in that place.
Yeah, I'm going to check on that.
But I don't know if they'll override that court order because of this pandemic. That's something that we don't know if that's going to come up. If that's going to come up.
Well, if you're under a court order, you have the right to petition the judge, and there has to be a hearing.
Things are changing in this world. Things are being pushed upon us, and I don't like it. I don't like
things are going to be really changing, and it's very sad. We have a lopsided media, which is totally disgusting. What's gone on the past few years with a lopsided media? You don't get the two sides, and then you decide. You just get what they decide for you, and it's very, very sad. And our freedoms in our churches. Thank goodness for the Supreme Court. And wait, I can't hear you too good, Suzanne. One second.
It's not only that bothers me. What bothers me is that, you know, you've got plenty. I actually mentioned it during that, before I got a chance to get off that call, and I mentioned right during the conversation of Mark Zuckerberg and Fauci, and I got a resounding no. It's not proven. And I said, then why can't it be brought to the research table and then effectively proven? And then I'm assuming that's why I got disconnected. But anyway,
What's not proven?
I was probably taken off the chat. Because I said, why aren't we investigating holistic care? Just like that. And why isn't it brought to the research table? And then they said, well, that's not an effective method of treating people, blah, 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 blah. So then I said, well, then why can't we expand our views and bring it to the research table? And then, boom, I was disconnected.
because they can't make money on that.
No, and I said, it's about time that we expand. And then after that, I said, it's about time we expand our horizons. That's when I was disconnected. So there it was.
I would have said, what about all the people who have survived all these years on holistic? You know?
I said
and
what
have
I
great
to
immune
say,
system.
And they disconnected me.
My mom and I have refused her in the nursing home and me on the outside. We haven't taken flu shots. We never took a flu shot. And the tuberculosis shot or whatever the hell else, pneumonia, because, you know, they said on the new one channel I listened to, I only listened to maybe one, that the flu shot last year, and this has happened in the past, wasn't even the proper flu shot for that flu. That happens a lot of times now. So anyway, and one of them they said, I don't know when this one was given, possibly paralyzed people. So who the heck would put yourself through that? You know? So,
yeah.
And you know, every day we hear the totals and 50,872,000,000 people got it in New York and New Jersey today. I'm exaggerating, but how about Mexico? Mexico is a poor country compared to us. They're right 2 hours south. How are they doing? We never hear. What
know.
Are their figures on this?
Nobody calculates Mexico.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything about Mexico.
No.
How are they doing with the virus?
Neither am I.
And I haven't heard much about Canada either. You hear here and Europe.
Oh, I heard about
But what
Canada.
About Mexico and
my
Canada?
Friend,
is that we're attached
my
to the two?
My friends in Canada say it's just as equal as it is here. Because people
what
are
about Mexico?
Going there. I don't know about Mexico. I don't have any
Mexico
friends.
Mexico is a poor country compared to us. So how are they doing with this whole deal?
I don't know. I have to find some Mexican friends and find out.
You know,
seriously.
I mean, I'm sick every day you get up and you hear these figures.
I do have a Mexican friend. I just got to find if he has family still in Mexico and find out.
I mean, it's really, I'm so sick of it. It's just, they throw these figures and I have to try to find a way to go to a red state. I have to with my mom. Find a way to go to the closest red state. I don't know where it is, but whatever.
Probably
I have to
Virginia.
Try to find a way to get there.
Probably Virginia.
Because I'm sick of living
typically,
in blue
typically
crapola.
A red state, Virginia.
What's
Virginia is the closest. Virginia is the closest one. It's typically a red state, and so is Pennsylvania.
No,
both
Pennsylvania is not. Pennsylvania, the governor is a Democrat.
Yeah, but they normally are. They normally are. They went by just a hair. They went Democrat by a hair, you know.
I wanted to go to Texas, but that's way too far. But they seem good there. But
no, actually, it's pretty good, Texas. If you go to Texas, I've been to Texas. It's a very, very warm. It's very – I like Texas. If I were to have a say in if where I wanted to go, I would go and I would live
hot
in Texas.
Hot out there in Texas.
It is.
It's very far
nice,
away,
nice.
And they have a lot of...
And it's nice. It really is nice. I got to say.
Yeah.
If I were to pick a state in terms of heat and comfort, and if I were to say if you like that Republican environment, that would be a good state. That really would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. They seem to have good... But it's too far. I couldn't get her there, unfortunately. But
why
they
not?
Seem to be...
You could get... they have... transit, what it called, type of, for people with disabilities. You could do it. Yeah, you can.
Well, how could I get it down there? You know what I mean?
No, they have airplane travel for people
with
disabilities.
Oh, we don't fly. That's the thing. We don't fly.
But you're going
That's
to
the problem.
Fly this one circumstance. You're going to have to. Or go by
train.
No, you could take an Amtrak to Texas. You don't have to fly.
Yeah, you can take an Amtrak to Texas. Either or. You know, does somebody that you know drive?
No, not really. That's another thing.
How about your roommate? Would he go down?
My roommate? He's actually from Texas.
Then why don't you have him bring you?
He came up here in 1967, but he's been living here since 1960.
But he knows the area, so he could bring you there.
Yeah.
Set you up, you know.
I know. It's just
you'll
forgetting
be our advocate,
her, you know, just...
in Texas and our nursing home advocate to get people out of nursing homes. You're a pioneer.
Yeah,
no,
I'd be
I mean,
wife
it's
if a nursing
you.
Home
whatever
for
you
life.
Feel is comfortable to you. It don't matter to
yeah.
me.
Well, if you want to go to
no, just...
Texas, let me know. My daughter lives in Texas. I could help
yeah.
her find
oh,
a place.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Yeah.
I just
want to...
I just would love to go to a red state because I'm so sick of that. You know who I'm talking about, upstate. Thankfully,
well,
the
yeah.
other one downstate's going to be... Thankfully, the one downstate's going to be gone definitely next year, but what's coming in could possibly be worse.
You
know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm hoping
so,
not, but, you know.
So
really.
Between the two of them, it's just horrible. Everything is a project. The Christmas tree lighting, oh, you have to have a reservation for. They've just ruined and made everything disgusting, you know?
No, you have to have a ticket to see the Christmas tree. I laughed at that, honestly. I'm like, a freaking
a
ticket for a Christmas
How much
tree?
Does a ticket cost?
No, you don't have to buy it. You just have to have a ticket to see it. That's the craziest thing I've ever heard of, Frank. Okay, a freaking ticket and only four people. I heard it this morning. I just shut off the TV. I didn't want to see it anymore. I shut off the TV. I didn't
they have to
see
make
it.
Money somewhere. It's not. It's free, though.
I don't
it's
think
free.
It's a cost. It's free, yeah.
Oh.
But it's just to control the crowd so people don't get coronavirus.
Did they put the tree up yet?
Yeah, it's a small tree, though.
Small.
Mm.
Yeah, very.
Is it Charlie Brown Christmas tree?
What's the purpose of making it small? They're afraid the tree's going to get the virus or what?
Yeah, I think so. that's the truth. I think so.
Well, what's the purpose
what's
in that? What's the
I don't know.
Reasoning
I mean,
behind
really,
that?
It's sad. A sad reason. I think that would help brighten the environment. It just looks so beautiful.
Yeah, a big tree would, like they always do.
Yeah, but that would take away from the rest of the decor of the miserable-looking city. you know,
although
that wouldn't go.
They can't put all the lights on there because it's such a, it's a pandemic and they would be taking from the help of the citizens. I don't know what their crazy ideas
are
in their mind.
They are so full of crap.
Well, they're playing
they really
musical
are.
Chairs with the schools.
I know.
Open shot. What's going on with that?
Oh, they said that they're gonna make arrangements that they keep them open. Yeah, they should make arrangements that they keep it open. I haven't seen any arrangements as of yet, but I hope they do. These kids need an education.
Supposed to open them again on Monday, so who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah. Only not all of them though. Just pre-K through whatever the. Junior highs and high schools, that's to be decided yet. Because we have to make everything a project. Everything has to be made a project.
But this is crazy. You know, these kids need a freaking education. If I were, my mother and father would work night and day, no matter what. If I was in this pandemic, my parents would not rest and put me in a private, or even my mom, I know my mother. My mother would have, if it was during the time, happened during the time when I was a kid, she would just do the schooling on her own. She would.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
she would get all the stuff and she would teach me on her own. She would.
Yeah, my mom too.
Yeah.
My mom would.
Yeah, that's how they should do. That's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She would. She would say, screw the schools, and she would have just sent them a note. Go blankety blank yourselves, and she would. If I know my mom, she would have, and she would have just teach me on her own and meet all the criteria.
A lot of people do
I know
that,
my mom.
Know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. She would not have liked that. She would have got me involved in all extracurricular activities outside of school, just because she would want me to get socially involved, because she wouldn't want me to have any problems, growing up, but she would that really be concerned about that, I think.
Well, thank goodness for Bishop DeMarco of Brooklyn and Queens, who've got the, Supreme Court to go along with opening up the churches and the synagogues and mosques and all, because, it really upset who, because he lost with that one.
who's
I'm
DeMarco?
Happy with that,
Who is he?
He's the bishop of the Brooklyn and Queens Archdiocese.
Yeah,
so he got up a lawsuit to get, because he said the churches and the synagogues and mosques should be open.
They should be.
You know?
They should, with a certain capacity criteria, of course. But they should be open. They should have people celebrating their religious freedom, period.
That's right. That's
you know,
right.
I don't know. I mean, maybe it's just me, but they should have a capacity, yes, but they should not be closed. Come on, people.
I mean,
there
casinos were open.
Yes, but they should be open.
Yeah, casinos were open.
I mean,
what else did they say today? Some ridiculous, stupid thing was open. And people can't go to worship? That's stupid.
That's right. That's stupid. Mm-hmm. That's the stupidest thing I've heard. And yet they can't visit their loved ones in a freaking nursing home. For God's sakes.
It's what? Say that again, Susan.
And they can't visit their loved ones in a freaking nursing home.
Yeah, I know.
They've got to get a COVID test. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Okay.
The important thing.
They can go worship anywhere and go to a bar, go anywhere they want. But yet they can't see their loved one in a nursing home. That bothers me to no end.
That's
right. Boy, oh boy, it's getting on my nerves even more and more every day. Until we do something about this,
we need somebody to empty out the nursing home with a lot of money.
That's right. That's right.
If you stop and think about it, isn't it going back to a lot of stuff that happened back in Nazi Germany day and Communist Russia day?
It is Nazi Germany.
That's all over again.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Germans. I really am. I really am sorry about saying that. I've got to say that to the Germans, because they've recovered. No, they've recovered from that. They really have. I've got to say they worked very hard to do that. But it is going back to those days of that era. I've got to say it.
Yes. Separating people.
I do have to apologize, because they have recovered from that time frame, but it is just reminding me of that time.
Well, there's a lot of good German people who don't like what's going on.
I'm part German.
So. Yes. Yeah.
Mhm. Look, let's face it. The German people had nothing to do with that. They followed orders just like American soldiers follow orders when they're told to do stuff. Well, that's how it went, you know?
Yeah,
they were following
people
orders.
You have to understand, it was a political party at that time. It was originally a political party. People don't understand that either. That originally it was a political party, and yes, it was horrible. You know, granted, yes, it was horrible. But in the beginning, nobody really knew what was going on until, excuse me for lack of a better term, the poo hit the fan, you know? So, yes, and that's what's happening again, okay? It hit it hard.
I mean, they're separating people. They're taking religious freedoms away.
Yeah.
This all went on back then, you know?
Well, it's not only
stuff
that.
Like that.
It's genocide. People don't see it. It's happening, and it's happening before our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
the
scary,
media.
Very scary
the media
time.
Closing down certain and only telling one side. This is all what happened back then, and it's happening now.
Do we have any other callers?
Was, but I think it will be if we don't. Really?
Yeah.
No, I don't see any callers at the moment. Just Maureen and I.
All right. Maureen, we're gonna move on. We got a little bit of time left, so.
All right, guys. All right.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank
Keep
you.
Keep us posted.
As always.
Yeah, I know. All right. Thanks.
Take care, Maureen.
And we'll
you
catch
too.
Up with you,
you
soon.
All right. Take care.
Okay.
Sweetheart. All right.
You too. Both of you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Good night.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye.
In a sight, Matt of Glad. And, you know, isn't it outrageous that these doctors are so damn narrow-minded and they don't acknowledge other types of healing that have helped people for centuries?
Oh, you know?
Where's the proof? The proof is in the pudding. The proof is in the doing. You know, there's the proof. Right there. That's the best proof in the world. You know, the people who have taken the herbs and the vitamins and the acupuncture and all that.
What I say to that?
And have survived.
It,
wait a minute. And have survived.
Sorry.
And
hey, stop yelling.
and stood up. You know, and made it through. There's the proof. You know, they want proof, but they don't want to accept the proof.
That's
the
true.
Problem. It's the same damn thing that the agencies are doing to us.
That's
same
true.
Idea. You know?
Yeah.
So I say to those stupid ass doctors, you know, you're not going to give people the freedom of choice? Is that what America's about?
Huh.
Maybe you don't belong in this country then.
That's true.
If you don't believe in the freedom of choice. And next week we'll be doing a show on, you know, what's in this vaccine? Where'd they get it from?
Oh,
all that stuff.
Yeah. I got some news on that right now, so we'll talk about it tomorrow when we have a discussion. Anyway.
Well, tomorrow's a different show. Tomorrow is we need help now, right?
When we talk about our producing part of the show, I have some interesting things to talk about.
Open mic tomorrow.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Exactly. Yeah.
I just got reminded
by
my secretary, tomorrow's open mic.
Aw, tell her thank you.
Audience member.
Aww.
All right, now what do you got? The information you have, is it a mad or a glad?
It's a mixed bag of tricks. It's more of a mad, I would say. But I'll save it till we talk. That's a lot.
Well, if it's a mad, you could do it either way. You could put it here or you could save it.
Too long for the short
term.
Yeah, that's it. That's what I'm saying.
It's too long, we'll save it.
Yeah, we got to save it because it's way too long. Anyway, I have a lot of interesting stuff that I've got to say. I was kind of ticked off at what that guy said to me, you know, on Facebook, that Facebook conference. You know, it wasn't anybody from, you know, the conference. It was just another person who was listening to it. And it looked like it was a person who was somewhat knowledgeable in science. Because they were saying things, and I just was, like, saying things right back, because you know I'm knowledgeable in science, because I had my degree in science. So I went right back at him. And he goes, well, you look like you know about science. And I said, well, don't just assume that somebody who says that they holistic stuff, that they don't know about science. And we went back, and I got disconnected. I was pissed off. I really was. I really did not like that I was disconnected.
Yeah, because they're
really
prejudiced. Why do you think?
And
they're
very
prejudiced.
Yeah, I got disconnected. I was like, oh. And then all of a sudden, I saw when you called in, remember when you called me? I said, I'm still connected? That was a weird number. I said to you, oh, I'm still connected. Let me disconnect from that. I didn't like that. I was as if I was being listened to. You know, I was still connected. I didn't realize that I was still connected. In some way, shape, or form. So that bothered me also, that they didn't fully disconnect from me. That bothered me as well, that the whole thing didn't fully disconnect from me. So that bothered me as well. So I was connected but not fully, you know, connected. So that bothered me as well. So I'm going to look into that whole shebang also. So it's weird.
Well,
how
I got a glad. The greatest scientist in the world has been here for thousands and millions of years, the Lord God.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
he
yeah,
knows better. And he created the trees and the plants.
That's right.
And the insects and the herbs.
That's right.
You know? So if they're not acknowledging that, they're not dealing with that, there's a major reason why they can't help people.
That's right.
Right there.
I said to them in my post, I said, why aren't you acknowledging things that come from nature? That doesn't make sense. Don't you think that if you bring these stuff to the table that you could now fully, you know, bring it to the research table along with everything else to actually say now, okay, we could standardize this and use it and get, you know, approval by insurance and get it.
Well, there's plenty of doctors who used to be medical doctors and still are medical doctors who could show them.
Yeah.
and teach them.
Yep.
They don't even recognize
yep.
those. They don't even recognize their own people. These idiots.
I already said
so,
that to them in my comment. I said,
that's what it is. They're prejudiced.
Out there who are AMA doctors who are researching this right now, and you don't even recognize them. That's a sad situation. That's
yeah.
Yeah.
That's a mad.
Yeah. I said that.
All right.
Very sad.
In a sight, we'll bring you that show next week and hopefully have some more information. A lot of it might be horrifying information.
Yeah.
But that's all right. All right, don't forget, tomorrow night, open mic. And Friday night, we got the original story, the lowdown,
yeah.
on Mayor Giuliani with the garbage truck.
Oh.
So
for Wednesday, we have Help Us Now, right?
Tune in for that. Wednesday's Help Us Now.
Right.
Well, we got Thursday.
And then, yeah, Thursday is... Inner Sight is the only true advocacy organization, or I'm sorry, we said it this way. Inner Sight is the only true advocate for the disabled. That's what we said.
Yeah, and we'll tell you why we feel that way.
Yes, because there's a reason
you know,
for that.
There's a lot of reasons.
Yes, there's a big reason
so
for that.
So that's Thursday.
Yeah.
All right, and I want to thank all the 100,802.
Yes.
Headed for 100,000. 1,000.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe we'll make it before the end of the week. I don't know.
I know we will, for sure. And then that will head us towards more inviting stuff. I hope to God.
And by the end of the year, I don't know,
yeah.
a couple of thousand more, maybe. Who knows?
Oh, I hope to God we get to, you know, much higher amounts, and we're going to definitely, you know, I think we're going to get a, my birthday is going to be the day I think we're going to get a contract. I feel it. I feel
we're
it.
We're growing up.
Wednesday.
That's for sure.
Wednesday, we're going to get a contract.
Inner Sight.
You going to get a contract for my birthday?
A contract? I don't know. What
yeah,
kind
radio
of contract are you going to get?
A radio contract.
Yeah. Oh, you never know what's going to happen next in this world.
That's true.
One thing that I believe in.
Yeah. No.
So it wouldn't, and nothing would surprise me.
That's right.
213-816-1650 Inner Sight. Got a few minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
Time for a very quick phone call. I don't
mm-hmm.
know if we have anybody on the line?
Let me check. Hang on.
On Inner Sight.
I'll look.
And means freedom.
Refresh.
Advocates for the disabled. So.
No, we don't, as far as I see. Just
nobody
what we
on
had
the
before.
Line.
Nobody on
all
the
right.
line. No. As far
all
as
right,
as
we. We will be with you tomorrow night on the open mic where you can talk about anything you want. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. You want to email us, innersight@pmpmail.com. No attachments. All right, we get it by voice. All right. And I want to thank all our callers. I want to thank Suzanne, co-host, engineer.
Hello.
And everybody in those nursing homes, hang in there. We're fighting for you.
Yes, we're getting you out.
The Marines are coming.
We're breaking you free.
We're going to get you out somehow.
Sooner than later.
I don't know the day or the hour, but we're going to do it.
We're coming for you, Mom.
All right. So we'll be with you tomorrow night. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Inner Sight around the world. Everybody needs more Inner Sight.
Inner Sight. That's
you
right.
need more of it. More
yeah.
people to realize
right.
that everybody
right.
should be equal. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.